still like doing like this shit. And they're like, so I've been in LA for a year. Like, why are you?
Yeah.
Or
they think they're like recording a special on your
podcast.
That's
what I'm saying.
Wait, you don't have guests though, do you?
Sometimes we found that people mind they just like when Michael and I just.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, they're like, get these other people out
of
here.
Yeah, it's so funny. I had Nick Coletti on our podcast, who's like massive.
I've been a fan of his since I was a child, like when he first started making videos. Like, I imagine that if I wasn't doing stand up and I was back in middle school or high school when I was like heavily into YouTube and stuff, I would be like. Not that I'm not your biggest fan, but I think
that way
I'd be like, oh my God, Trevor's going to be performing in LA. Like, I have to drive up and go see him.
Yeah, it is weird. And that's
Peer.
Yeah.
Just because you have more followers than me, I'm your peer.
A peer.
Yeah.
Friends doing friends podcast what's going on here. But yeah, we had Nick on our podcast and I was like, people are going to love this. This is what they've been waiting for.
Yeah.
And people were just like, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, people are like, so like, when are you and Michael just doing your thing?
Oh my God, I mean, it's weird. People just, I don't know what people like, but.
I don't know either.
It's because like, there's so many like fascinating like podcasts out there that are like very specific. Like, we review movies, but on a roller coaster backwards. And then it's like all the murders that happened in Oregon. And it's just like, it's so like, but people love that stuff.
Yeah.
And then people are just like, yeah, we love when you and Michael just talk about dumb stuff and be wrong half the time. And I'm like.
That's what this podcast is all about.
So do you always do guests or just solo? I thought it was solo.
No, so here's the thing. It started out with me being like, I'm just going to start a podcast because three people have asked me to do it. And nice. So
that's usually the number.
I'll do it. Yeah.
After
if three people
like,
are listening. Yeah.
You know, who told you? Was it like big dogs like Joe or was it just like random people? Like,
just random people. Random people who are like, why don't you have a podcast? And I was like, you know what? I'll get on it.
You're like, lucky for you.
Yeah.
I could do that.
You know, I'll do whatever the fans want.
You know, except Cameo.
There was except for Cameo.
They want it, but you're like, I gotta stop somewhere.
I don't know if I talked about that on here. Did I talk about Cameo on here? Yeah, I did. I did. I hashed out my beef with Cameo on here.
Wow, they take 30%, which is a lot.
Yeah.
That's like manager and agent and lawyer and then some.
That is crazy. 30%.
They're like, we'll take it.
And what's your price? Like, what do you set your videos at?
I think $50.
Yeah. So it's like, it's nice because you're still making money, but at the same time, it's like so much is being taken from that.
Yeah.
And you're put, yeah, whatever.
Well, it's also like people just be like, hey, can you shout out my bar? And I'll be like, no.
Yeah.
Because then they'll be like, guess who approves of Oh Fuck Riley's and Bumfuck Tennessee?
Yeah, it's like a white supremacist bar.
Exactly.
And you're the face of it now.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was a face for a white supremacist bar, you do have a good face for it. I'm not saying your heart. But I'm saying your face.
Well, I feel like I'm too much of a soft boy to be a white supremacist. And they got tattoos. I don't really do tattoos.
You're not fucking with the tattoos?
You know, I like when other people have them, but me personally, I don't.
I can't picture you with a tattoo.
It'd be weird, right?
It would be so weird.
Be like, you?
Yeah, tattoos? It wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't know. And like, honestly, anything I got, people would like make jokes about.
Oh,
or
for
laugh
sure.
Like,
there's
nothing.
No like even if it was like a relative who passed away, people would be like, haha, nice font,
dude,
bitch.
Do make a video about it. Like, yeah, she's dead. I can't.
Yeah.
Like, oh, for YouTube.
R.I.P. Grandma.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing this for
you.
Yeah, I have a lot. I have a lot of tats.
Right there, mom. Hell yeah.
I got mom right over there.
Or how you look at it.
Wow. When I'm flexing, it's a wow.
Oh fuck. That's planned, right?
And then when I'm holding a baby. It says mom. I just thought about that right now. I've never thought about that before.
Oh my God.
But that does work.
And then
and then I have this sailboat. What does it mean? I don't know.
I like it.
But then I get so self-conscious. I literally just looked at it for 3 seconds and got so self-conscious because I have hairy arms and I never think about it. No one ever thinks about it until I like look at it and then I'm like, is that a boat going through a garden? Like, why is there so much hair on this boat?
I have some logic, and I would love your opinion on it.
Okay.
I think girls with the smallest tattoos will fuck up your life the most.
Oh, absolutely.
Like a little caterpillar just right here, no context.
No.
Little sailboat.
Yeah, the little ice cream cone.
Right. I'm not worried about a girl with a sleeve tattoo.
No.
She'll beat my ass. She's been through some shit.
Absolutely.
She's got a werewolf coming off through her knuckles. Like, she doesn't care.
No.
That's aggressive. But it's like the little things.
That's chaotic energy.
It is.
Extremely chaotic.
Every girl that has ever, like, caused trauma in my life, always the tiny tattoos.
Yeah. You know what it is? You know what it is? I have a big thunderbolt.
That's a big Thunderbolt. I would trust that. I'm talking like they're the size.
I know what you're talking
somebody
about.
Somebody held up the iPhone 6 screen and was like, give me this.
Like, I have these little finger tattoos, but it's like that's chaotic only energy. As big as you can go on a finger. But
that is true. That's a full sleeve for a finger, that's essentially.
Yeah, I'm working on a
tribal
on a middle
tap
sleeve.
For the middle finger. Yeah. Wow, has anybody sleeved their finger?
Absolutely.
There has to be.
Yeah.
What if you know what people should do? You get like, you know, the Chinese fire drill things.
Oh, but just tattooed on your finger?
Yeah. People,
I saw a guy. I saw a picture of this and I'm like, I'm a copycat with tattoos. If I see like a celebrity with a tattoo I like, I'm like, I'm going to get that.
That's funny because nobody's like, but you hack. You're like,
yeah. Yeah. And it's like, I'm not coming. Like, I don't think of these like, it means when, you know.
Yeah.
Who cares? My life has no bold meaning any way to get painted on me. And so I'll see like Miley Cyrus. I'm like, I like the way that her tattoos look on her. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the same way like when you get a haircut and you show a picture of a celebrity. What you really want is to look like the celebrity. It's not the haircut.
Yeah. And the barber's like, I got you.
Ryan Gosling coming up. Same with tattoos. I think I want to be Miley Cyrus, and I'm like, oh, this isn't getting me any closer.
I feel that. Yeah, I just, I don't know. It's the little ones. Like, I'll notice, she'll have zero tattoos, then like in the middle finger, it's like a tiny little mustache. She gets a mustache. I'm like, you look like Hitler, and you act like Hitler. Get out of my life.
Absolutely.
Put the goddamn machete down. You know, like it's very, you can always tell it's a little, usually the smaller tattoos, the bigger the daddy issues. And that's some merch right there. Small tattoos and daddy issues.
The name always of my on HBO the merch, special. Always on the merch search. The search for merch.
Search for merch. Do you got merch?
No, I say this every episode. I'm working on it.
Okay.
Here's the thing. It's so, I don't know how to do anything. Mm-hmm. And three people have asked if I have merch. And so now I'm thinking about merch. Three is the magic number. Once
three
the third person
podcast,
asks me about something, I'll do it.
Merch.
If three people ask for a foot pick, I'll send it. Okay.
Three. That's it. Three is your pinnacle for a foot pick.
Sure. No, I would need. I feel like there's got to be pictures of my feet out, like
somewhere.
I've been on Facebook for way too long.
Yeah, well,
since
there's
my
also
youth.
Pictures out there that you forgot about that somebody did some digging on and was like, Allie in eighth grade.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Sandals.
And my big ass braces.
Oh,
did you have braces?
I did.
Yeah.
Did I braces? Got them off my freshman year. And
how long did you have them?
2.5 years, I think.
Oh, you don't know anything about struggle.
How long did you have them?
6 years.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What did your mouth look like before braces? The hood engine of a Ford F-350?
They put them on me practically before I even had teeth. They're like, we're just going to start you now.
Which is always weird because then you have like the gaps and like the giant like the bridge wires.
I just had like they put them on all my big mama teeth, but then but then they had to like pull teeth out and they wanted me to wear headgear. I was like, I'm not wearing headgear. Miss me with
my
them.
My sister had to wear headgear.
Oh my god, it's the worst.
Oh my god,
it's so painful.
My favorite was seeing people in public with headgear. I'm like, you just don't give a fuck.
I've never seen someone
really?
In public wearing
seen
headgear.
It a few times. It is bald. You know,
where was this on the road?
Starbucks.
This has to be on the road. There's no way this is
happening.
I've
never seen it as a kid. I mean.
That's just like in TV shows.
I know.
That was like the classic thing in TV shows, like the nerd wearing headgear at school.
Nerds on TV are so funny. It's like the tape and the glasses and headgear. And you're like, not.
Haven't we moved past this? Yeah, I feel like nerds now just like have an AK in their backpack. Isn't that the new
and
nerd
the
thing?
AK has braces on
it.
Yeah.
And it's taped up around
exactly,
the handle.
Right. 6 years. So
6 years.
How old?
I started in sixth grade and then I got them off.
That'd be 12th grade. 6 plus 6.
12th grade, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a math
major. I was in, that's good, okay. Because I was, senior year. I got nominated for a homecoming princess.
With braces on?
With braces on. And I was like, Dr. Chang, you need to take these goddamn braces off me right now or else I'm never going to get homecoming queen. And I got them off and my teeth were the biggest. Like, you know, like they just look so much. I mean, I do have big teeth to begin with, but after like the braces take up so much space. Once I got them off, I was like, oh no. And they were all slimy. We had a pie eating competition the next day.
Oh my God. You had an eventful 48 hours.
Oh yeah. So
did you win?
Of course. But I didn't get homecoming queen.
Wait.
I won the pie eating contest, yeah. And that's all that matters. At the end of the day, what do you want to win? The pie eating contest or a sash?
That, yeah, you get a sash and you get to sit in the back of a convertible that drives a lap around the football track and you get to wave like you're Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I never was really big
in
hype.
It's so weird. And then you have like a whole assembly. I brought something. I don't want to be like super controversial.
Uh-oh. Please don't tell me.
But I brought.
Oh, hell yeah. This. I thought it was going to be a White Claw, and I was like, I'll never get out of this.
No.
Everywhere I go, fucking, are you the. God damn it.
Someone asked me, well, I brought Rain because it's not Bang. Are you sponsored by Bang?
No, I made that video just fucking around. Okay. But then they hit me up to do a sponsorship deal, and it was the worst deal of my life.
What'd you have to do?
They just wanted one video every week on my Instagram.
Oh, my God.
And it just wasn't a great price for what it was. Just like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But Rain, that's Monster Energies.
There, is this?
That's
because
yeah,
it looks so much like Bang branding.
They literally, like, so I went to the Monster headquarters, and it's insane. They have, like, just walls.
I love that your life is
going
to Monster.
I'm just a drink guy, you know? I just make drinks and videos.
You're like
about
a
them.
Sommelier for the worst drinks.
I really
in the
am.
World.
Like, oh, what does this pair well with? A Slim Jim and a Cheez-It. Yeah. But they, like, made it on purpose. Dude, like, they're crazy marketing over there. Like, they study the other cans.
So but, this one is like carnival candy.
Oh,
but,
you stocked up.
Well, I didn't know
is
which one.
Is there a grip
one.
On it?
I was going to.
Oh, my God. It's got
yeah,
grip on it.
It's ribbed. That way when you put it in your asshole, you get
condoms,
the ultimate pleasure.
Do ribbed condoms do anything?
Ribbed?
Yeah.
No. I don't think so.
I think it just adds for looks.
Like, yeah, I think when you look, like, I think when you're like in high school and you go to CVS with your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, and you're like looking for condoms, and you're like, oh my God, we're gonna do it.
30 cents more.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, I'm
might
gonna
well.
Ball out for you tonight.
Yeah, it's like
and it says
Bluetooth.
Ribbed.
Yeah.
And ribbed, I feel like, is a very sexual term, but maybe that's
ribbed?
Just because I have like a weird food thing, and it
yeah,
just reminds me of baby back.
That's what I was thinking. I don't think ribbed is sexual at all. I think it's more like you're hungry.
But food makes me. Feel
some type of way.
So,
well, how does Rain energy drink make you feel?
Well, you know what I realized when I was talking about this with Anthony before, Bang and Rain, it's like a Skrillex song. Or is that who is that? Bang Rang.
Yeah, that is Skrillex.
Okay, good.
I didn't see
I think
that
this one
first.
I'm gonna crack this one open. You can have a sip before me, but then I want to
as a guest
get
I don't
get
my own drink. You get,
I mean,
you get a sip. And a small tattoo that says, wow, or mom.
Fine, we'll crack both of them open. I just hate wasting.
I love how it says recommended for persons 18 years or older.
Yeah, I mean, but everyone.
Is that the right word? Persons? People?
Persons. Yeah, persons. My like, you got that.
I love how it has grip on it, though. That's great.
It's got a nice grip.
So when you're fucking roofing a house, you can just grab a nice Rain energy drink.
I like that it has so much information on it that like
nobody
doesn't really say anything.
People just shotgun these and just start swinging at trees.
But it makes you feel like it does something crazier
it really
than
does.
It does.
Honestly, like nobody knows what these do. Increased concentration. Oh, fuck.
Okay, try this one.
What? Wait, which one is this?
This is
Melon?
A Juul in a... This
oh,
is
I'll
like drinking
oh,
a Juul.
Drinking a Juul.
Yeah,
well,
that's...
Okay. Hopefully I'll look dope doing it. This one tastes like that gum. Hubba
yeah.
Bubba.
I like the watermelon better,
that
though.
That was great.
You want that one?
Sure.
That worked out. Cheers.
Hell yeah. Are you
Fuck
sponsored
bang.
By Rain? Fuck bang.
No, I don't have big enough tits to be sponsored by an energy drink company. Unfortunately.
What company do you think, due to who you are as a person, would sponsor you?
You know, there's like a new like Red Bull, but it's for sleepy time.
What?
Yeah, there's this
Wait,
drink.
They increase how tired you get, but quicker?
I think so. Yeah, it's supposed to like calm you down.
CBD
but it's
and
not
melatonin?
CBD. No.
Melatonin?
No. Yeah, I don't know what it's called. Someone brought it to the
Wait,
comedy
what
store.
What does Red Bull have to do with any of this?
No, I'm just saying it's like the it's like the anti-Red Bull.
Oh.
But it looks like it's like a small can. It's not that aggressive. Like it's literally like a purple small little can. It's precious. It's very nighttime friendly. But I feel like if someone was going to sponsor me... It would be them, yeah. Because I'm not.
Yeah.
You don't want me to be like Monster. God,
yeah,
I'm
tired. That didn't happen.
Yeah,
you
I don't
gave
have
up half. You gave up before the ass.
Monster.
Like, Monster.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Have you ever yelled at anybody?
Oh yeah.
But like, is it just louder or is it like more octaves?
I get like it, I don't. It's not
the
that
body
I get.
Yells.
Yeah, it's like.
Gotcha.
And my words get like harder. Because
okay.
I talk like da 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 da.
You sound like when somebody impersonates yourself. You know, when people are like, oh, is this what you sound like? But
yeah.
You just impersonate yourself and you're like, this is me and the person.
This is what
blah,
I
blah,
sound
blah.
Like. People always give me a more nasal. Like, I people, when they, no one can do an impression of me.
But the ones that people try,
it's always like, yeah, I'm Allie. Like, they make me sound like Squidward, which I guess, like, it gets the point across, but I don't think it's an accurate representation of what I sound like.
Oh, wow, Squidward. That's a great way to put it. But, I mean, Squidward's, he's a main character. Somebody could have
What
been
are
like,
you saying?
No, that's good.
Oh, okay.
He's like, he's top cast.
Oh, that if I was like an extra in SpongeBob, yeah, like my leg!
Yeah, if he was his IMDb, he'd be like top five.
Yeah.
You know, like he would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
His face would be on the trailer. You know?
Yeah.
But other than, yeah, the my leg guy, nobody knows what the fuck his name is. What's he doing now?
He's getting leg surgery.
Still?
Yeah, it's actually rheumatoid arthritis.
Do fishermen have legs?
They don't have insurance. So he had to start a GoFundMe under the sea.
Was the joke the whole time that fish don't have legs, so he's yelling my leg as satire?
Yeah.
SpongeBob.
Were you a SpongeBob kid?
I was.
You were? Okay.
I was big on cartoons growing up.
I was big on cartoons, but...
Cat, dog, Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, I love Fairly Odd Parents.
It was great.
It was
what
so
was
good.
Was that Crocker?
Ooh?
Wasn't the guy who always yelled at? Isn't his name
I didn't
Crocker?
Even know that he had a name.
They just wrote it in on the script. They're just like, guy who yells fairly.
Yeah.
That's so much more work than just writing a name. Guy who yells at the first. He just would
it
like.
It was an acronym. It was like GWYA. So. You know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about.
Rain
you know
energy.
The fucking vibes.
Use my code today.
Oh, you know. Okay.
What?
You're on TikTok.
I love TikTok.
And this is important because
I'm
pretty much
to TikTok.
All. Right?
It's,
pretty much
I
all of
it.
My guests are not on TikTok.
It's so funny how much hate people like give me. Like, Are you on TikTok?
It's like, so entertaining.
Yeah.
It's so entertaining.
It is. It's just a bunch of people doing dumb stuff. It's just Twitter, but with action behind it.
Yeah, and it's great because you can... This is why I like TikTok, because it feeds your algorithm to you. It's like based on the stuff that you like, it's going to show more videos like that.
Which
so you
good
can have
and bad.
It's good and bad because you can have the most insane... like algorithm. Like I know some people who watch just like those hillbillies with like no teeth and
yeah,
like
watch a lot of those.
Those ones are my nightmare. Those ones scare me. I can't.
Southern TikTok is a special place in my heart.
No, I dislike those. I get them off of my page immediately.
Yeah, there are some people I'm just like block. I never want to see those again. But yeah, it is weird because no matter what you watch, it gives you more of that.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just it's, so your feed is just like, how do they fucking know? But I mean, the only reason it's a terrible app is it's skewed to the, like younger audiences, so like but
it's
more,
fucked up.
More people are coming on now, so it's like you'll see like Tom Green is on there, Bob Saget's on there, like
yeah, Bob Saget's creeped me out too.
Oh yeah, blocked him immediately.
Yeah, but, same,
shout out Bob.
We love you on Full House but not on TikTok.
But I mean the best part about it is just a video platform that people watch for the most part with sound on.
Yes,
like that's literally the best part, because if I post a video on Instagram,
no one's
like,
watching it.
Like I'm fucking walking down the street, I'm not gonna watch this.
Yeah.
YouTube, you gotta like click a video. This is like meant for people to listen and watch. That's why I'm like, why would you hate this?
Yeah, no, that's like your at home. That's like my at home guilty pleasure app. That's like I've done all of the Instagram stalking. I've done all of the Twitter notifications. Now I'm on TikTok.
Yeah, I spend a lot more time with it than I thought I would.
I know. Me
just
too.
Like, I don't know. I'll just be scrolling and I'll be like, okay, I'll scroll until I find something funny. And then they'll be
but
like.
But then you find something funny and you're like,
what?
There's
more.
Yeah.
But
oh, it's dangerous.
Weird is when it's funny, it's hilarious. When it's funny,
you know
it's
what I realized?
Funny.
No, here's what happened. This is my theory. This is my TikTok theory. Allie's TikTok theory. I want it to be in the history books. There's something about consuming that much quick content that after a couple videos, your brain is in this mode where things are way funnier than they would. Off like if you
like if somebody just sent that to you.
Yes, because I'll show someone the video or I'll watch it at a later point. That'll be the first video I watch something that I liked the night before and I'm like, oh, this isn't that funny. But I think your brain starts to just like go into this weird mode.
I think it's a buildup. If you've seen so many shitty videos in one and you're just like charging up your humor senses, that when something funny comes along, you're like, thank fucking God it's funny. And then it's, but when it's funny, it's hilarious. I watched one the other day. Anything where somebody falls or makes a loud noise and it suddenly cuts. Big fan.
Okay.
Great. I
what
love
was the video.
I don't even know. I can probably look it up.
There was this girl who was saying she saw a video on TikTok of someone throwing their weighted blanket over their head and falling over.
Saw
and
that.
She was like, there's no way that that's real. Like, it's heavy, but it's not that heavy. And then she throws it. And of course, she.
Have
fucking,
you ever tried a weighted blanket?
It is so good.
It's interesting. I like, I was kind of a fan.
It's a great nap blanket. I don't know if I'd be able to, like, nighttime sleep with it.
Okay.
But it's a good nap blanket. And I'm also very, like, I'm a stomach sleeper, which is terrible. I sleep on my stomach. Yeah, I look like you know it on, like, Forensic Files when they have the mapped out body on the floor? That's me sleeping.
Oh, my God.
You could put chalk over my body and it's a crime scene.
You just face
left. Yeah, I sprawl out. So I look like the number four. Well, no, because also my leg's up. I look like a four up and down. And in real life. No, I'm a five. But... Yeah, I have my arm up.
Is like a Toledo 19, so
you're great. Oh my God, I gotta go to Toledo. I can't wait.
Where's the worst city you've ever been to?
I can't say that. People get so sensitive.
They really do.
But if I say it, will you say it?
Yeah, I'll say it.
Are you gonna give some like bullshit like Taylor Swift answer as to why?
Okay,
cool. Well, I was just in... Oh, you know what? Wait, hold on. I have to think about it. I feel like every city outside of LA and New York is just bad.
But I love doing comedy in places where, like, random cities. Like, anytime someone comes up to me after the show, they're like, why the fuck are you in this city?
I know. It's always sad when they say that.
But I'm like, because you guys don't have a lot of entertainment.
Yeah,
so
what
the
else
fact
are you
that you
do?
Got stoked and drove like an hour or whatever to see the show, like, those are the most fun. Sometimes it's the bigger cities. There's like they're pretentious or they're like, oh, you have a 10 o'clock show on a Friday?
No, I think what the problem is that this is what happens a lot when you're like on the road doing comedy is you don't get like, it's not fair to say which is my least favorite because not only have I not been to that many, but also you fly in. You just drive to wherever, at least for me, every time I've been on the road so far, it's a very quick trip. So it's like I fly in, I just go straight to the hotel from the airport, and then I only have a couple of hours till the show, so I don't have time to walk around and explore the city. So I just see like the area where the hotel is, and normally it's like, it looks like the Grove or like South Coast Plaza or like just any sort of like mall area.
Yeah, I feel that.
So I'm not really getting to like see the place, but I was just in Plano and I was only there for like such a short amount of time.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, at
That's
Hyenas.
A club. It's kind of it's like in a mall outside section.
Yeah. Why are they always in malls?
I hate when comedy clubs are in a mall.
They're always in malls and there's never like a back entrance. You're always like walking in line to get to your own spot.
And I have like a giant bag of merch with me and I park next to a Macy's. Like it'll be in there somewhere. It's on the other side, third floor, behind a Buffalo Wild Wings. And you're walking into the show and they're like, is that him?
Yeah.
And you're just walking. You're like, no.
And then you're
doing
like a pre meet and greet.
Right. Can we get a picture? And you're just like, I have 35 pounds of merch in each hand. Can we wait 5 seconds?
Yeah. It's a nightmare. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I guess it's, yeah, whatever. I'm doing the cruise that you, I think this is what happened. I think I get to go because you're not doing it.
I think you were already doing it.
Oh, okay. Because you were doing something different.
They hit me up to host like a
twerk competition.
Literally. I think so. I was like, oh, I want to do stand up because I think you were doing that. But I was like, I would rather just do stand up on the cruise.
Yeah.
But they're like, yeah, just host a twerk competition. I'm like, that's cool for like an hour, but to like fly 6 hours, be on the cruise for a week and then get like, that's so much work just to be like, you, Cynthia, with a nice ass, you win.
Yeah. Oh, to get back to what we were saying, we completely forgot. I started this podcast and I was like, I'm just going to do this on my own and just have my own podcast and like whatever. If people want to listen to it, great. If not, no worries. But then I realized when I go out of town, that's me recording 2 episodes a week. And I mostly on solo episodes just talk about what happened that week. Mm-hmm. So it would be like, what would I talk about for the next episode? So I was like, oh, when I go out of town, I'll have guests come on. So I'll release guest episodes when I'm out of town.
Oh.
Yeah, so
I'm an out of town.
So I'm on
right
the
now.
Cruise.
You're on the cruise
right now. I'm on the cruise.
How is it?
I hope it's good. I hope I don't get an STD, but chances are high.
I think my friend Chad Churley is on that one too.
Is he really?
Yeah. Which one is it?
Friendship.
Yeah, he's going to that.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, and Josh Waldron.
Oh, really?
Josh Waldron's going.
Doing stand-up or just going?
No, Josh has been like a part of the rave crew scene. Yeah. I didn't know that was even a scene.
It's such a specific demo.
Yeah. You know? And I'm leaning into it because at first I was like, I'm not really, like, I've never been a raver. Yeah. I had friends in high school who were into that and that just like wasn't my thing. Like I listened to like Disclosure like a couple times and yeah. I was like, I kind of get it, but like,
I could roll this.
Yeah. And
you gotta be like, you can't be the girl on the boat. It's like, I don't want to be here.
Exactly.
You gotta just lean into it and be like,
no, I bought the craziest outfits.
Free buffet and Four Locos on tap. Let's go.
Do you think that this is how people are going to be doing so much Molly. They offered yeah. me like an Evian package for water. They were like,
wait,
like
what?
Instead of like alcohol package, like, which they also have, they were like, here's also a water package because you're going to be rolling your brains
out.
Do you
do that type of stuff?
I don't.
What about on cruises?
I mean, who knows, but I don't think so. One of the themes is Area 51. So I bought this
themes?
Like, I bought this like orange or I mean green strap, one of those 3M
but
shorts.
Just like just for the day, it's a theme? How does that work?
Yeah, so they have like three themes. One of them was spirit animal, but then they realized that they can't say that anymore because it's offensive to indigenous culture.
Is it really?
I think if you're not indigenous and you're like, this is just for a party and we're taking something that you guys like strongly believe in.
Yeah,
and
but
what?
It's always the girl being like, hamsters are my spirit animal. They're always chasing what they want, but they drink all day. And you're like, that's pretty. That's
you know
pretty
what I hate? I tried making this into a joke and it never really worked out. I hate when girls happens. Are like, my spirit animal's a sloth. I'm just like so sleepy and like I just get them. They're so lazy. And then they're like doing Molly at a festival. And I'm like, you're not a sloth.
You're not a sloth. Yeah. Maybe like 3 days after a festival.
Yeah, absolutely.
That makes sense.
I feel like there was more to that joke because when I said it, I'm like, that wasn't funny. Maybe that's why it didn't
I feel
work.
That way when girls say like, I'm a grandma or they post on the story, but grandma's going out tonight.
Yeah, it's like you're 25.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, literally like your body is fine.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You'll be 65 with cataracts and you'll be like, where the fuck am I goddamn yeah. NyQuil?
If grandma's going out tonight, she better pay for but all it, of my food.
It's just so like, grandma made it out the couch. Grandma's in the club. But it's just like, what?
Grandma's on her deathbed.
Yeah, what position are you putting yourself in? Like who's the chick you hooked up with last night? Yeah, some grandma. She's fucking, I think she just graduated at SC.
Yeah.
Cedar Sinai? No. SC.
Oh, yeah. So one of the themes is instead of spirit animal, they just change the words around and it's animal spirit.
No way. Oh, yeah. That's hilarious.
It's so good. I can't wait.
It's so funny though in the meeting. Like, what do we do that's not offensive? Yeah. And you guys like... They got it.
What if we just put the adjective in a different spot?
Because I don't get it, but do it. Oh, fuck.
We have questions for you. Oh yeah. So I'm doing that cruise. I'm on the cruise right now as we speak. Wish me luck.
Yeah. How many shows are you doing?
Two.
Same night or like one on Friday?
One on one night, one on the other. And they have two different venues. So one's going to be in like a theater that they have and one's going to be in more of like a club that they have. Hmm. So we'll see how it goes.
And then how many days is the cruise?
Five.
So yeah, you're just chilling for...
Yeah, but I'm leaning into the rave. Look, I'm ready. I went shopping. I'm going to be like... I think I'm going to buy those gloves.
Oh, the light-up ones?
I'm going to get acrylic nails, like super long neon acrylic nails.
You should
nails.
Definitely come back with cornrows. And
I'm thinking about
just
it.
Just be like...
I'm definitely thinking about it.
I feel like
it.
Every like white girl that was like in eighth grade went to the Bahamas, came back with cornrows.
Oh, yeah,
and they'd
cornrows.
Be in class with a bee just clacking, yeah. And they were like... Did you? Yeah. Did I go somewhere over the break? I don't know. You tell me.
And then they just have the widest or most sunburned scalp.
Oh, my God. Right. It is.
It's the first time their scalp has seen the light.
It looks like a permanent hangover. Their head is just ripping out.
Yeah.
I got questions from you?
Yeah. Does this happen to your app? I don't know. Like, sometimes when I pull up the questions thing, it, like, just disappears on me. Does that happen to you? Maybe it's because I have an old phone.
I think you just wanted to flex that you had 3,000 people view that story. So
you have,
I get it.
You have so much more. That's not even.
One day I hit 3,000. That's it.
Okay, calm down.
Why the fuck does he look like a knockoff Vanilla yeah. Ice? I was born this way. All right, asshole. What do you want me
I
to
do? I was looking. I did a little bit of research before the pod.
Ayo.
And I was looking. I don't know if you do this too, but when I become a fan of someone on YouTube, I look at their oldest video.
Oh, God.
And you're
Did you do that?
So funny. Yes, it's literally the shortest sketch, and it's just your roommate is about to jack off, and then you just walk, like the whole sketch is just you walking in on him and he's wearing your shirt and pretending that that's not what he's doing. But your hair was long in it, and I think it looks really nice. I think
right
it looks
now
nice
it was longer.
When it was long. Not that it doesn't
it's
look
like
good
long,
now, but I
it's
like,
just like
it was a little bit longer on top. I think it's a good look.
Oh wow.
Would you consider going back to that, or is this like your thing now?
I don't even know. Anytime I change my hair, people are just like, why would you do that? Like I bleached my hair and people were just like, the fuck? But then there was like five girls that were like, that's hot, keep it. And I was like, that's enough for me to keep it.
Yeah, that's like my three. Yours
yeah,
is five.
Exactly.
You have the rule of fives, I have the rule of threes.
Yeah.
So this one's
but
inappropriate.
I do have a shirt of Vanilla Ice on it, and I do look uncanny like him. Is that how you use that word? Uncanny?
Yeah.
I don't like using words I don't know and pretending like I do.
I know. That's most of the words. I'm yeah, learning sign language.
How's that going?
I don't know. I'm on lesson two on YouTube. Anyway.
How long are the lessons?
They're an hour.
Oh, wow. They're free?
Yeah, it's just this
just
dude.
Learn sign language?
Yeah, this guy, Dr. Bill, I forget his last name. He teaches these lessons. I think his story is that he's a hearing man. But when he grew up, I think he had like a neighbor or something who was deaf.
Dated
and so
a deaf girl and was like,
maybe.
How do I tell her I got these rib condoms?
Yeah, you know, he's like, I got to let her know how I feel with yeah, these hands.
Okay.
So now he teaches.
That's great.
And I'm trying to learn.
Do you know anything yet?
Yeah. I'm learning really quick. He does these great lessons. Like, they're so good. Like, you pick it up so quickly. Like, if you ask me something, like a basic, like, yeah, I feel pretty confident in my sign language.
Like, you know how to respond?
Yeah. So
what are you doing tonight?
The heart. Oh, I don't know tonight yet.
You're like, ask me about
I can
brunch.
Say now. Like this is how you say now. Like, you just do a Y down, like now or today. If you, it's confused. I don't want to get into it. It's a whole thing and it's not funny.
The visual thing. There's audio
someone
listeners.
Asked,
I get it.
Are Air Force One still cool? And our answer is, these are docs, but yes.
Yeah, I love them. I think they're great.
They're classic go-to.
Well, something about you and I is I feel like we have better. I mean, my style's ass today. It's
same
very,
with mine.
It's very throw together. But I feel like the comedy scene, there's not too many cats that are like, this is a fit.
Yeah.
If you say a fit to a comedian, like fit into what? I'm like, you don't get
you
it.
You don't get it.
You don't know what iguanas is. Okay.
Yeah, we were at the improv a couple weeks ago.
Doing like, comedy.
A couple weeks ago doing comedy. And we both looked at each other and we were like, damn, you are stunting.
Like, yo, fit check?
Fit check. And then we took a picture. And then, but then now that we've established that, then if I see you out and I'm not wearing a good outfit, I'm like.
Same. It's like, you know what? I got a hoodie in the car. Maybe
yeah, I'm like,
throw that
miss
on.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, go patch an Adidas logo on my like left pant leg or something.
Yeah. But the you know what's so annoying? I need to go shopping because I feel like this sounds so corny and maybe it's just like a girl thing. But I feel like when I don't look good, I don't do well.
On stage?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I look like total ass on stage and I do well. But like, I like when I look good and put together.
I'm very like OCD about shit like that. If I have a set that I wasn't a fan, like it wasn't really too crazy or I didn't really like it, I just won't wear that outfit together on stage ever again.
Yes.
Is that a thing?
Well, not necessarily that I won't wear it ever, but I'll be
I'll be like, oh.
It was the outfit.
Oh, that. Okay, never wear those jeans on stage again.
Totally. You know? Yeah.
Which is so weird because it's just like, well, it's definitely not the case, but mentally I'm like, yeah, the jeans, not the writing. The jeans.
Yeah.
But I remember when I first started stand up, there was this blue flannel I used to always wear, and I wear it every time I did.
Did you think that you had to wear a flannel to do stand up? Because when I first started, I used to wear my hair in a low ponytail, no makeup, and either like an American Apparel zip up hoodie or a flannel.
No way. I just like I had a good
Converse.
Set with like a blue flannel on. I was like, this is the stage fit.
This is my look.
Just a blue flannel.
Yeah.
Every stage, every time I went on stage. And then I was like, let me test out of the waters, try a different shirt. And I was like, still did okay.
It's like open mic for outfits.
Literally.
I was in Texas for New Year's. I was in Plano and it was a New Year's Eve show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I like wore makeup. I wore red lipstick. I wore a leather jacket, like fun sequiny top. Cause I'm
so
like, these
Plano
people are
19. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But
I'm like,
the
these
mayor
people,
of Plano.
Yes. And I was like, these people are coming on New Year's to a comedy show. Like, I don't want to look like.
Right. If you had just
I
a hoodie
dress
on,
it
they'd
up.
Be like, okay.
Yeah. And I was like, I did too much because I didn't feel good about my sets.
Really?
And it was such a bad way to start the new year. I just felt so bad about myself.
You ever just like
it wasn't
break?
A bomb, but it was like the type of situation where like I didn't bomb, but people after the show were like, good set, can you take a picture of me in the headliner? And I was like,
Gotcha.
Word.
Motherfucker, I have mascara on. Yeah. Do you know what this means to me? I do not do this.
Yeah.
Do you ever like, or do you ever like tailor a bit to a certain like city or an audience, like right up front? You're like, oh, don't want to hear me talk about that. And then you do it and then it gets like a whatever response. You're like, I did that for you guys.
Yeah.
That's how I feel like with that outfit. You're like, I fucking dressed up for you.
Yeah.
Laugh harder.
Yeah.
Were they just a shitty crowd or what was
it? I think it's like, it was like a New Year's crowd. Like there were a lot of like older people there at the early show. Like really? Very old people.
Who were you with out there?
I was with Tony Hinchcliffe.
Okay.
And I would say it was like a mixed audience. I would say there were a lot of people who were definitely like Kill Tony fans. But then there were also like a lot of like weird random parties, but yeah, it's hard because it's like I want to make excuses, but I'm like, I just didn't have a great
set. But you also want to look at the New Year's people and be like, no, leave.
Go out or stay at home.
Yeah. This is not the night to dip your toe into comedy.
No.
Because I used to host a show and every New Year's and the crowds on New Year's are so weird because they're like, we don't want to drink until the toast. They're always old as fuck. And you say like anything sexual, they're like, my granddaughter's right here. And you just said that?
You know what? That might have. And I talk about sex a lot. And I think that they were like, just not into it, which is fine. But well, whatever.
Just you just take like a non-comedy crowd and just be like, they're like, we should do something fun, something different.
Yeah.
And then you're used to like the intimate or like the OR or like.
Totally.
The Comedy Store where it's like comedy fans. Then you get thrown to somebody that's like, well, we did karaoke last year and we went on the boat the year before. Comedy.
Comedy show.
And they're like, they can name two comedians like Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh my gosh. And,
who's that? Kramer? Did he do it?
You don't get this, but at the show in Plano, this one girl was like, I mean, this happens so often. They go, normally I really don't like female comics, but I loved your set.
It's just like.
And I'm like, okay.
But it's also like they had to insert themselves into it. Like they couldn't have just been like, loved your set.
Yeah.
That is so weird. But
because I think to them, they think it's like an even higher compliment. It's like, despite my hatred towards female comics,
yeah,
I like you.
I get a variation of that. They go, not gonna lie, dude, I've only seen like your videos online, so I didn't know like what you were gonna be. Like we're all in the kind of car like, I hope he doesn't suck, but like you're pretty good, dude. And I'm like, What does that do for me?
Yeah.
It's a compliment when they say, we came out for the videos, but we ended up really liking you. But like, deep down, am I going to be like, well, it's a weird, like, we
do people ever shout out videos when you're performing and they want you to just like do the video?
Well, they don't want me to do the video.
Or like say something from the video?
But like, one of my like segues into a joke, it talks about like, I think foreign dudes have the best comments on hot girls' Instagrams. Funniest thing ever. I love how they shoot the shot. And then my segue into it is like a lot of people know my face, but they don't know my name from the internet videos. And then people just go, fucking White Claw, and they just yell shit. And then the drunker people get, they tend to just throw it out there.
Oh, yeah.
So they tend to just be like.
Do you like have your kind of like go-to things that you say now when people just like say the same thing?
Starting to, but some. It's like you don't even know what to say back.
Yeah.
Like they just literally yell the title of a video.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I mean, it depends. I honestly, it's
weird. You should just like yell out a comment from that video.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is the bouncers will usually ask you for the show, like, how are you with heckling? And I'll be like, as long as it's not like chitter chatter, if somebody yells something out at, I kind of like that because before I do any show, I drink a bunch of coffee, might have like, you know, some like whiskey or something. So I'm like usually like, fucking like tweaker, like very like I want to yell back, and you usually win because you have a microphone.
Totally.
But
and they never like think about what they're gonna say next. Never. So the fact that you say something, they're like,
fuck. And then the worst is when they come, a heckler comes up to you after the show and goes, "Yo, I was the dude that yelled that thing."
And you're like, "Don't tell me that."
But they also will be like, "Dude, I think you like hated me. I was the dude that yelled that." But can we get a picture? I'm like, "I did hate you."
Yeah.
And they're like, "Yeah, just picture that."
Yeah. Okay, how did you meet, or where did you meet Churdley's? I hate that name, by the way. Churdley's? I feel so unsure of myself every time I say it. The way that you said uncanny is the way that I say Churdley's every
hilarious.
Time.
Every time somebody like is like, oh, are you in the Jiminy, Churl, which video? Nobody knows how to say it except for him. Churdley's. Churdley's. Well, his real name is Chad.
I know, which and is this, so funny because it's so perfect.
But in this day and age, you'd be like, I'd rather go by a made-up name than Chad.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know, the whole Chad movement.
The Chad the Chad movement.
I think it was just like
of 2019.
It was literally just through like Instagram. I think it's like I had seen some of his videos, he had seen some of mine. And I think it's just like a DM, like, "What's up? We should film."
So cute. And we just, I love that.
And we ended up living like 10 minutes from each other, and we just went and filmed together.
Yeah. There's a question that I really like and that I'm very interested in. Mm. How do you balance making so much content for YouTube, TikTok, and doing comedy?
Oh, fuck. It's hard.
Yeah. How do you do it?
It is. I feel like it might sound corny, but when you're trying to find a balance, you end up creating one because you're like,
whoa, merch idea. Merch idea.
But like when you spend, if I do a week that's very video heavy and a week that's very stand up heavy, if you take a step back, that's equal in some way or another.
Yeah.
So it's hard because I'm constantly like scurrying. And when I go too stand up heavy, I'm like, fuck, I need to make videos. And when I go too video heavy, I'm like, fuck, I haven't written anything new in a while.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm constantly jealous of the other side. When I'm doing a lot of stand up, I want to do videos. When I'm doing a lot of videos, I want to do stand up.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, the checks and balance system, but it is fucking hard. Like obviously before the videos, I was just doing mics and stuff. And like, I was able to generate so much more content, but now when I get the opportunity to do like 5 shows in a city, I'm like, okay, let me work on some new shit in the middle of the set.
Yeah.
And just not be a robot, but it is kind of fucking hard.
Like, oh, how did your set go at Westside the other night?
It was fun. It was cool. I mean,
that was a fun show.
Yeah. What show was that?
When
the jump off.
Yeah.
The West Side's great. I mean, I used to live like right next to that area, like 5 minutes away. So I used to love that mic.
Yeah.
I like that stage a lot. So fun times.
Here's a question. I know there's no laws when drinking claws, but if you could come up with some, that would be fun. If there were laws when drinking claws, what would the laws be?
You are not allowed to wear a visor or a tank top when drinking them.
Oh my God. No tank top ever unless you're at the beach. That's my rule.
Once you're 22 and over, it's like, no.
Yes.
I have friends that still wear like, I have some friends that were in the fraternity and that they live in LA. They're wearing like, it's like Delta Gamma SummerSlam 2014. I'm like, that's a 6-year-old shirt. It ain't vintage.
No.
It's funny if you bought it at a vintage store and be like, look what I found. But you're like still wearing it being like,
I went on a date with a guy who was wearing a tank top at a restaurant, and I was like, this isn't going to work.
Unless he is like Dan Bilzerian buff? No.
No.
Was he not buff?
No. He's not buff, but he's not. I mean, just don't wear a tank top.
Did he have a farmer tan or did it with
farmer tan?
Oh my God.
But then it was cold, obviously, because his arms were bare.
Which Buffalo Wild Wings did you guys go to where he's like, this is acceptable?
That would have been appropriate, I guess. I think, at the beach or at Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's a chain restaurant.
Yeah. Maybe. We were not.
I don't know about Cheesecake Factory.
We were at an Italian restaurant. He was wearing a tank top.
Is he Italian?
No. What other laws would there be when you're drinking claws? You can't talk to your parents, like no texting or anything. I feel like that's a slippery slope.
Oh yeah.
If you're off the claws, you gotta say
here's
what
I really
mom.
Think about you, mom. She's like, what?
Yeah. How his hair always hashtag stay up like that?
I need to see what this person looks like.
I know, me too. I think it's a very white man. Let's find out.
Not gonna lie, he's a blow dryer. Like a bitch.
No, I think that's
$20 blow dryer from Target, baby.
Will.
I use a blow dryer, and then I forget what pomade it is. Suavecito or some shit.
Despacito?
I think so.
Justin Bieber's line?
Have you heard his new song, though?
No, I haven't listened to it.
It's pretty good.
I'm scared.
Dude, I'm a JB fan.
I'm scared. I know. He's so good.
Yeah.
I don't care about this question. How the fuck are you so funny?
Wow, that's great.
How's LA Turtle doing?
Evan?
I also was a huge fan of Evan, and I saw him at a Sweetgreen once, and I was like just looking at him.
Did you say anything?
No.
No?
Because there was a moment in time when he was following me on Instagram, but it was like we'd never talked. It was just like a mutual following.
Yeah.
And so it was like I didn't want to be the person who's like, hey, you also follow me and
I did that recently to somebody who we both follow each other on Twitter. And he didn't like at first. He's a pretty like he's a massive following. And
Dan Bilzerian. You're at a tank top convention.
I was at a Buffalo Wild Wings. And I see him at a restaurant and I go, we thought, should I go say something? So I'm like, yeah, go say something. And I was like, yo, what's up, man? He goes, he thought I was a fan. He goes, oh, what's up? I was like, you and he messaged me on Twitter like months ago. I was like, you hit me on Twitter. I think he was drunk. He's like, oh yeah, what's up, man? Hit me up. And then I was just like, this is so awkward.
Oh, that's painful.
And it did nothing for my ego. I was like, I didn't need to do this.
Where were you eating? What was the restaurant?
Was that some bougie catch in LA? Have you been
Ooh,
there?
Ooh, I haven't been, but I like to, it's a fun little thing that I do where I walk by and when I see people walking in, I go, can I have dinner with you?
And what do they say?
They just ignore me.
Because you're not wearing tank top.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You don't jewel.
No, I don't.
Yeah, okay. Then that.
But who's
your favorite Jonas brother?
Nick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He just holds it down.
Nick, he's
the Beyonce to fucking Destiny's Child.
He's like so regal and like he's so serious. He's like such a younger brother in a boy band where he's like very serious and like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I respect.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Nick. Thank you to all of your fans who wrote in.
I'm recording with Gabby Lamb after this.
Heyo.
And you did get more questions, so I'm just going to ask her the same questions
nice.
That you got.
How do you keep your hair so coiffed
all
the time?
Yeah, like, hey, Gabby, what laws are there when drinking claws? She'll be like, what?
Take a shot for every time she says Post Malone and you will be drunk by 7 minutes.
Yeah. All of her questions she got were about Post Malone.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm excited to dive into it.
That's great.
How long has this been? Oh my God, that breezed by.
5:03. When did I get here?
4:10, 4:15.
We kind of jumped
straight
into it.
Okay, so that was like 45 minutes-ish. Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, well, excuse me.
It's fine. Okay, do you have anything you want to say?
Closing remarks.
Yeah, how do we feel about this podcast? I was here, I'll say this.
Uh-oh.
I was nervous because I've been like so tired. I'm a very sleepy person. Do you have a hard time like keeping energy throughout the day?
I just drink a lot of like coffee. But yeah, I definitely get the slumps.
I get a crash. And so I don't know because you record your podcast often.
Yeah.
And it's hard like when you're not in the mindset to record, but you have to just like jump into it.
Yeah, I feel like that too.
And so I was like recording before you got here because normally what I do is I'll like be recording, the guest will get here, I'll have them stand over in the corner and I'll keep talking to the camera and then I'll introduce them and they'll come on. But I was like, we have to stop because like this is just going downhill and we're just gonna start when Trevor gets here because I was like just dying. And I was like,
really?
That sucks to have you come over here, like have a guest on my podcast, have you come over here and then me just be like, oh, cool.
No, I've done that before.
But I'm feeling good now. This rain, baby.
Oh yeah, with the grip
chocolate
on it.
Chocolate rain.
I saw that guy at VidCon.
Tezonde.
Yeah, and I didn't say anything. There's something about when you just see somebody you like know, and your brain's like blurt something out, but then the other part of your brain's like, why? And you're like, that works.
Yeah. Well, and it's different because now you kind of, and I a little bit like know the feeling of like you can kind of see on the other side of it now.
Oh,
like when you're a kid, you're like, dude, fucking chocolate rain. But then now that you have people being like White Claw, you're like, oh, okay, maybe not.
Yeah, well, it's that, and then it's like they say something and then they try to be like, oh no, I'm not creepy, I just saw you. And then they get into like this like 3-minute story and the whole time,
oh my gosh,
you're just like,
isn't it so weird, like when you meet people after shows and like some people are just so like socially uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I didn't realize how, because I've always been like a very outgoing person.
Yeah.
Like I'm always very conversational and like I talk to strangers all the time.
Uh-huh.
And so then it's like very interesting to see.
Right.
How I'm just so not used to that.
But what's crazy is I'll like take a picture with somebody after and I can like feel their hand on my back like shaking.
Shaking.
And I'm like, I want to just hug him. Be like, no, you're good.
Yeah.
I drink Monster Energy drinks just like you do too. So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's up? It's wild. But yeah, you do really realize that. But I realize just like how dumb you sound. Not how dumb you sound, but how dumb you can sound. Like I think I saw Dave Chappelle at some event like 3 years ago. And in my mind, I had a monologue prepared of what I could say. And I was just like,
yeah,
oh, just don't say anything. And I didn't, and it was great.
What I started doing was I, like, because sometimes I'll, like, see a celebrity that I really like out in public,
mm-hmm.
and I'll come up with what I would say to them.
Yes.
And then after I come up with this speech that I've prepared to sound like a fan and normal and, like, you know, comfortable,
yeah.
I go, and then what?
That's it.
And then after that, I go, oh, I'm just not going to say anything.
Literally.
That'll just be for me.
Yeah. It's so weird. There's a part of your brain that's just be like, I loved you in that season of The Office when you made that appearance. And they're like, how do you...
Yeah.
No, and then you just scurry off. And
they just go, oh, thank you.
Or what's funny is when people like power play you, they'll be like, yeah, I'm not going to fanboy out. But they like look around, put a set. I'll fuck with your stuff. And they walk away. And I'm like, what are you going
to
kill
like
me?
They're confessing to a murder. No, they're exactly. Like, don't tell anyone.
I'm not going to fanboy out.
It's not a big deal.
But a casual like, hey, man, I love what you're doing. All day. Love it.
Yeah. Are you into murder stuff?
Transition queen? Not really. Should I be?
No, like you don't have to be.
Podcasts or videos or...
No,
real life.
I try and listen to podcasts, but I like visuals.
Do you podcast?
What?
Do you podcast?
Nope. Nope, not at all.
I've never met a comedian in LA that actually has a podcast, which is kind of crazy. You think it's like an underwhelming amount of people.
Yeah, no, this is a video diary that I'm keeping for myself. It's like a time capsule.
There's a priest on the other side of this camera that is just writing this down. Like, this is where we can help her.
No, I'm very into like murder stuff. I was just wondering. I've been talking about it a lot on the podcast, so I was just wondering if you were into murder.
I know it's big. There's a big following for the murder
stuff. Big murder stuff.
Yeah, which is, I'll watch a Forensic Files if I'm in like a shitty hotel. And
yeah,
I wanna, like,
it's fit always
in.
On, yeah.
It's always on. And then I always feel like that could be me. Like, she was murdered in a room that is stained rug. And I looked over and it's like stained rug. I was like,
yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh no.
This happened in Wisconsin. I'm like in fucking Riverside. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, my same thing. I'm fucking next.
I one of my Facebook memories popped up and it was like, it said, I'm never going to go to church because those people always get killed. It's always like, she started attending church regularly. Or it was like, I'm not starting my day like any other anymore because that's when you get murdered.
Oh, shit.
Their day started like any other.
That's funny.
And then they get murdered.
She went outside to get a breath of fresh air. You're like, fuck air. Honestly, I'm just going to put two jewel pods in my nose and just fucking get after it.
Do you have any closing statements?
Closing statements. Hey, listen. I don't have shit.
Yeah, I know.
Just, you know what? I don't.
I'm buzzing from this rain. I'm like sweating.
These things give you energy that's not even like coffee energy. You just feel like you could just run through objects. Like that camera tripod is fucked after the show.
It starts to make your body feel like it's made out of like a strong material.
I feel like the inside of my body is aluminum.
It's steel.
Like
there's
no way this sits well in your stomach.
No, not at all.
Like this is like literally
like my fists start to clench, but there's like, I don't want to punch anyone, but it's like I can't straighten them.
I feel like the liquid in here is going into my stomach like a guy who goes to community college was showing up to a high school party like, what the fuck are you nerds looking at? And it's just like, my body's like, hello.
Have you ever been at a party that got raided by the cops?
Yeah.
One time I got thrown by my hair by the cops at a party.
It's kind of kinky. Did you land on the ground? You're like, Mr. Officer.
Well, that was the problem is that he pulled my hair and then just like didn't make eye contact.
Wow.
And I was like, spit on me at least. Come on.
That's funny. If you don't know to have a bit about that, that's very funny.
Should I?
That's hilarious.
Okay.
That's a level of kink.
Okay.
Do you run a new joke on the podcast? See, guys, we're just riffing.
Riffing.
This was all scripted up until that moment. We went off the cuff.
When did we meet? I don't remember.
Oh,
I feel like we were just friends.
I think my earlier memories was on a show at the Palladium.
Oh yeah.
I just remember I walked down to like the green room, which had pizza and like Fiji water, and I was like, oh, we made it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You give a comic free pizza and he'll like, oh, you want to do 3 hours tonight? I got you.
And I remember it was at the Palladium and I didn't realize it was like in a small room at the Palladium, and I was telling all my Palladium. I was like, dude, I'm doing the Palladium. Camila Cabello just performed here I'm here.
I posted on my story and people from my hometown were like, dude, you finally made it, bro. I always knew you were kind of a bitch, but like, yo, you finally made it. For a female comic, Trevor, you finally...
Dude, normally I don't like female comics, but Trevor, I'm proud of you, and I do like you.
But when you did the Palladium, no, literally, I got so many messages, and then it's like in a tiny room.
It's so funny, like the fact that just doing comedy or like, you know, having like some weird comedy success, like people from high school or whatever will be like, whoa, like you were always funny, but like it's so crazy.
Right, exactly. I have people hit me up like, you probably don't remember me, but we had third grade together. But it's just like, that's such a weird way. You probably don't remember me. Like that's not setting
themselves up. Well, you know, it's kind of annoying
that,
but also like, it's cool because I am like, I don't remember that like that much from like elementary school or whatever, so someone will be like, oh, we were in kindergarten. Yeah, I was wasted off White Claws.
I was on the original
the beta testing version of White Claw.
I thought so.
The White Capri Sun.
the Caprese,
the Clausen.
So and they would just bring up memories.
Well, and then I would like follow them because they would have a private account, and yeah. I like want to see who it is and what they're up to. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, I feel bad for unfollowing. But it's like we're not friends. But like I did want to follow you for a moment.
I know. I've said this a bunch, but like I just want to be famous enough to where I can unfollow everybody from my hometown, and they're like,
and they'll be like, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, like that's.
But like, at this point, they'll message me and be like, "Hey, why'd you unfollow me?"
Right, and I'm you like, see it because yeah. it's like, yeah. But like, I think I'm around it's a little over a mil, so I feel like you could kind of yeah. slowly.
Do you
chop a few?
Does your like Instagram? This is something I'm wondering. Does your Instagram change? Like when you get a million, does it like your layout change on your nothing. Instagram? Do nothing. You get like a
not
like,
even a balloon, no confetti?
You know how when you nothing. Send Happy New Year texts, it yeah. puts confetti on there. That's what I imagine when you get a million. Like your Instagram just has confetti on it.
No, I literally thought it was gonna happen. I remember waking up and I remember refreshing it, seeing the one. The numbers go from like 999K, and then it just.
And then
1M.
And then you don't want to put you don't want to post thanks for 1 million too soon because it could so easily
that's a legit thought of it yes. I had and I was like let me space it out a little bit because I was gonna make a thanks for 1 million yeah. video and I was like you can't do it day of
yeah
you
know? Yeah
then the
yeah.
check is like 999 you're like
yeah I keep I'm at 30,
oh, flex on him.
35.2K, but then it keeps okay, going to 35.1K. And I'm like, really? You know what? Y'all are salty. There's like five
what
people
happens?
Who
they
keep
post
going
a
back
selfie
and forth.
And like,
I don't know nah. what it is. I don't care though. Like I don't really check the numbers that often, but I noticed because I was like, I noticed that I had gone up a level.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is exciting. And then the next day yeah. I was like,
yeah, Instagram doesn't give a shit. Twitter gives you balloons on your birthday. YouTube sends you a full ass plaque. TikTok sends you gifts.
Instagram's the like, side piece. Instagram's yeah. the like, you're not taking me out to dinner.
They're like,
I'm not going to get you a gift.
No, they play very hard to
yeah.
get. And
yeah.
something about it, I'm like, they took away my likes. I can't see how many likes I get, how many views I get.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Detrimental. Instagram, you guys fell
I'll
off.
Let you know. Just hit me up and I'll send
I'll
you a screenshot.
Screenshot.
Yeah, yeah,
screen,
yeah.
You know? I'm full on TikTok 2020, baby.
Oh my God. Jasmine Orlando is my favorite TikToker.
Oh my gosh. She's so.
I am a single queen. You know the fucking vibes.
Have you hit her up? Get her on the pod.
Yes.
You did?
I have hit her up. Yeah.
Did she respond?
No.
All right.
She's busy. She's a busy queen.
I wonder if she follows me.
It's that Gucci Gang shit and it's that period shit. If she followed you, I would lose my mind. I would honestly
Before
kick you
we
off
get
the
out
pod.
Of here,
yeah. Can you check and then
we'll check.
Get out. I'm sweating.
Why?
I have the energy drink sweats where I'm like, that's the only annoying thing. They should have an option where it doesn't play audio right away.
That would be nice.
Because it's so annoying when you pop it up and you never know what the first thing's going to be. It's scary.
Jasmine Orlando 2. Do we know the vibes? Oh, she doesn't follow me. Motherfucker. Well.
You need to message her.
Get unfollowed.
You should message her. I love her so much.
Happy with my boyfriend like
she wiped
well she's recently came out as bisexual
gang
I know it's exciting
hell yeah well good for her I mean
I have one video on TikTok that has 15,000 likes
what is it
it's so dumb it's just me
well you watch my old videos on YouTube so now we're gonna pull up Ali Makovsky on TikTok
It's What's really up, embarrassing. Guys? I tried to show my sister to be like, look, 15,000 people liked it. And she just watched with, isn't that the worst when you show like a family member trying to be like, do you love me now? And they just have a stone face and you're like,
oh
other people, 15,000 people liked it.
I lose my, oh, she's my absolute favorite. Oh. One of the most funny comedians. Def, check her out. A selfie? It's just a
oh
selfie
God.
On TikTok.
That's so nice.
Oh!
A slideshow.
A slideshow. And he's wearing a D'Elia hoodie.
Wow. And I was
man.
Too.
Oh my God, did he give you that?
Oh my God, he just posted pictures of me. Wow, that's
oh my
so
God,
nice.
This guy's a king.
He's the nicest. He's listening to this now. He always posts on Twitter. Shout out Rob. He always posts on Twitter like a quote from the podcast when it comes
dude,
out.
Dude, I love a dedicated person, you know?
He's so nice.
Is this it? Oh, this one got fucking...
I put all of my clothes into the washing machine. And now my roommate is having a party and there's a lot of people at my house and all I have to wear is
oh hell yeah that's great Big fan. I'll throw it a like.
Thank you.
What's up, guys? We're doing community Thank service you. Out here on the Trevor, Wrestling Bitch Podcast.
Trevor, so nice Thanks of you to do me. That for me. Wow.
You know, I am off a Rain energy drink, and I'm going to go punch a fucking bird nest.
Drive safe.
I might
Drive
not.
Drive safe. You're going to get a DWI.
It's rush hour traffic right now, and I got to go to Venice. I'm going straight into the back of somebody's pickup truck.
Good luck. Well, God bless.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on this.
You know what? Check out my tour dates.
People were like, how did you get him on? I was like, ouch. It hurt. But it was also like, it was cool for you. It hurt for me.
It boosted my ego.
Yeah, they were like, wow, Allie. I can't believe. They were like, Allie, wow, celebrity. How did you get? How did you pull that?
I opened for Joe Rogan, like the biggest male celeb ever. But how did you get the wank clown guy? You're like, I gave him $9 and a fucking energy drink.
No, you're not getting any money for this.
Well, perfect.
But thanks for coming by.
If you have anyone in Rochester or Vancouver, come to a show of mine. TrevorWallsComedy.com. Thank you. I'm going to go punch a bird nest.